already have the right ideas to influence and lead tomorrow, but they need a hand up. The Nedbank and Old Mutual Budget Speech Competition is more than just an opportunity for our country's brightest young minds to find their voices. It's a chance to be heard too. Find out more about how we're powering Africa's future leaders at budgetspeechcompetition.co.za.
Do all the things with an Absa student account. It's packed with value adds that let you do all the things every month. Do lunch with 25 Rand off at selected food outlets. Do the next playlist with 100 megabyte free data. Do the visit home with 150 Rand in travel vouchers. And do fitness with up to 30% off gym fees. To apply, visit absa.co.za. Do all the things. That's Africanacity. TNC apply. Absa is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines this hour. Sowetans say they will not be bullied by Eskom over payments and measures to contain coronavirus stepped up.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 12 o'clock, I am Sandy Lentuli. Good afternoon. Some residents of Soweto are threatening chaos if they are forced to pay their debt to Eskom despite owing the power utility 18 billion rand. Police fired rubber bullets at protesters demanding free electricity, housing and land. In the township today, some residents have been injured. Residents also say they're fed up with electricity cuts that go on for days. In other news, there are growing calls for HIV-positive women to come forward if their rights were violated by doctors. This as shocking details emerge around forced sterilizations at public hospitals. The Commission for Gender Equality has recommended countrywide investigations after confirming at least 37 cases in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, while President of the Health Professions Council of South Africa, Khosi Letlape, has called on women to hand over the names of the doctors who have abused their oath. In UJ News now, two alumni of the University of Johannesburg, Mr. Simon Basson and Ms. Marie-Louise Boshoff, are listed among the 12 candidates who earned a place on the prestigious Assessment of Professional Competence Honours Roll of the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, SICA. The Department of Accountancy is extremely proud of the success of the pair, says Professor Ben Marks, HOD of the department. Finally, the worst-hit countries are intensifying their efforts to contain the deadly coronavirus COVID-19 as the number of cases globally surpassed 80,000. In South Korea, infections have risen again, taking the toll to 977.